Good morning. It's July 5th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. I hope everyone still has all their fingers after the fireworks last night. But tonight we're going to be, or today we're going to be reading Luke chapter 12, verse 5. And it reads, "But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he is killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him." So yesterday in verse 4, we discussed how powerful for God's kingdom you would be if you didn't fear death. Now, here we come to the next verse, and Jesus is telling us who we should fear. We are to fear God. And notice, if you read the verse, Jesus finishes this saying with an exclamation mark. He is sternly telling this to his disciple. And we read just earlier in Luke chapter 12, verse 1, where Jesus has turned away from a crowd and is teaching in apparently a very serious tone to his disciples. He is warning them that they shouldn't fear the crowds, the Pharisees, the Romans. All they can do is kill your body, which for believers, though painful, is a glorious day. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8 says, "And we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord."
And we read throughout Scripture often about fear, and it's mostly about fearing the Lord, how that is the beginning of wisdom. But our flesh is what keeps us from walking as close to the Lord as we can. One day we won't have these bodies that want to live only to please self, but we will be completely free to walk beside the Lord in perfect fellowship. We won't have this battle, the flesh, getting in the way.
Right. So, you know, rather than fearing punishment, violence, or even death from our adversaries, we must be worried about our walk with the Lord. We must walk close to the Lord, striving to follow all that he has commanded us and making sure our salvation. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 read, "Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election." So fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, we're told in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. And this isn't fear in the sense of worldly fear. It's not a terror that prevents us from something, but rather it's a fear that leads us to something. You know, being afraid of clowns will keep going to the circus. Fear of the Lord will lead you to give all, to sacrifice all. So in a sense, fear of the Lord will remove all earthly fear, replace it with a holy boldness. It's a healthy fear rather than a debilitating fear.
This is one area, we are called to fear. Christians are told in many places to live by faith and not fear. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God." So if you find yourself wandering from the faith and fear hasn't gripped you, a fear that you may not be on the narrow path that leads to life, pray and ask God to teach you to fear properly. Fear that you may not act and do that which is displeasing in his sight. Yes. And our psalm of the day is Psalm 66, verse 16. "Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for my soul."
In our proverb, Proverbs chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, on that adulterous woman, "For the lips of a forbidden woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword." And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him." God bless.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.